Okay, today, Yosef, you took to the buses. How many people got involved?
Right, so far, because I have been, you know, in and out of the House of Commons, because I had to pop into some, you know, like Westminster Station, you know, help visually impaired people to get inside as well, come here as well. So far, I have seen, I think, about 50 people, I think.
Is that a good turnout from your point of view, or are we expecting more?
No, we could get more, but the issue, the room is small.
Okay, so
we get more than that.
So you're outside the meeting in the House of Commons at the moment as we speak?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay, what is the motion on the table? What is being discussed?
Right, and I know they're going to talk mainly about access issues in London, I mean accessible transport. But again, you know, the mobility allowance, you know, it's something to do with, you know, helping disabled people in terms of travelling across, you know, travelling around. So they will be talking about buses, tube, and also benefit cuts.
I think you've got two issues which make the whole scenario quite complicated. The one is accessibility for transport.
Yeah.
Although we're looking at London, it is a national issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are the precise problems there for you as a wheelchair user yourself, Yosef?
Right. As wheelchair user, even when you say wheelchair user, it depends what type of chair you use. For example, a manual wheelchair like myself, sometimes, for example, let's say if I try to get on a bus in, and then drivers sometimes, they're not really helpful. That's the main issue. All buses, they are accessible, but very, very often, especially in rush hour time, the wheelchair space is occupied by a buggy or a couple of buggies. And the wheelchair space is for wheelchair users, and drivers, they are told on their training to ask them to fold it to allow a wheelchair user to get on a bus. That's my main issue I have now. Usually drivers, they don't really intervene. But in terms of electric wheelchair users, drivers sometimes, not sometimes, very, very often, I would say 7 or 8 out of 10, they're not allowed to get on a bus. Drivers, they tell them you have like motorized scooter and you cannot get on a bus.
And of course, we're talking pan-disability. We're not just looking at wheelchair users. We're looking at people with all kinds of impairments.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes we, like, for example, let's say visually impaired people. I have a friend of mine who suggested, the last time we had a meeting, like Transport for All Manifesto lunch, and Boris Johnson was there, and Ken Livingston, Brian Paddick. So some people, visually impaired people, they have suggested to have like announcements on bus stops themselves. They need to know which bus, you know, is coming and which bus, you know, things like this.
Okay, so lots of issues there.
Yeah,
lots of issues to do with accessibility. Now, going back to the other side of the fence, really, and that's the dramatic cuts that you're facing, particularly with regards to disability living allowance.
Yes,
Why are the cuts being made?
Right, they say, right, to be honest with you, for me, I don't really understand why they're making this cut. But what they're saying is, basically, we do understand, you know, the recession and they need to save money and things like this. But to be honest with you, the disability living allowance, especially the mobility allowance, is there to help people like myself to get around. For example, let's say sometimes if you pop into a train station and then let's say you find the lift not working, or maybe sometimes if you end up at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, the tube station is closed, at least you can use that mobility allowance, you know, to book a taxi. Or some people, they use it to buy a car, like used through Motability. Some people, they use it to adapt their cars. So I don't really understand why they're making these cuts, to be honest with you, especially on the mobility allowance, because access is not really, really great, to be honest with you. And without the mobility allowance, that's going to make it even worse for us to get around.
Okay, the people that have got into the room where this meeting is being held, I'm assuming they've got a very loud voice.
What essentially
are they saying to the government ministers?
Right, they're not really happy about the change on benefit. And also, we had many cases. I spoke to a guy who said, I can't really remember where he comes from, but he came from outside London. He moved into London about 3 months ago because he got a job here in London. But because he has an electric wheelchair, he cannot use the tube because there was always a gap between the train and the platform.
Yes.
And he relied on buses. And whenever he tried to get on a bus, you know, sometimes he said, there is no guarantee I get on time to my workplace. So basically he said, I'm thinking to give up my job. So people like himself, they're like raising like, you know, their concerns in terms of there is no access. I mean, in terms of transport in London. And some of them, they're not really happy about the change on benefit. because some they have cars full, their body through mobility, and if they stop the mobility allowance or if they cut it, then people will be having problem how to pay, you know, the continue having that, you know, cars through mobility.
Okay, what would the perfect outcome be from your point of view? Would it be a halt on all these cuts, or have you got another alternative?
Right. What we are hoping is some of the people who came here, like myself, I sent an email to my MP and I, you know, asked him if he can make a journey with me on the bus. My MP is Chuka Amuna, and he never replied to my email and left him a voicemail just yesterday, actually. But so far, I haven't heard from them. So what we want the outcome, we wanted all, for example, our local MPs and politicians, they need to know exactly how important public transport is and how it is difficult for us to use public transport. And then at least, because in the last few years, there have been cuts on funding on accessible transport. We want the funding to go up on accessible transport to make it, you know, we want to be able to travel exactly as, you know, able bodies or non-disabled people. And in terms of benefits, we wanted them to know how important, you know, the disability living allowance, especially the mobility allowance. So we really, really wanted to keep it. So we want, you know, we don't want to see any cuts on the mobility allowance.
Okay.
So we are really hoping that, you know, they will listen to us and they will say exactly, you know, how important these two issues are.
Okay. What is your plan for the rest of the afternoon then, once this meeting is finished?
Right. We were hoping to get as many people as much inside, but unfortunately the room is quite small. So at 4 o'clock, we told everyone to meet outside. You know, there is a bus stop. I can't remember the name of the bus stop. Bus stop is just opposite the House of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we are trying to do, some of the people who came here, they managed to get their MP, and some of them, they managed to speak to the GLA member who will be traveling with them on the bus, just to make small, short journey from House of Parliament to somewhere near Trafalgar Square, just for them to see how difficult it is to get on a bus.